All right, he's ready. We've looked at sheep and shepherds for a couple weeks, and we're still looking at them this morning. In the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, we continue to pull out some material which I think is very important, which you and I need to see and enjoy together. This morning's lesson is particularly about the voice of the shepherd. If there's anything that we need to hear, it's the voice of our shepherd. And you shouldn't have to teach sheep how to hear the voice of their shepherd, because it should be automatic. In the natural sense in our world, sheep know the voice of their shepherd. They don't have to be taught his voice. They don't have to be trained his voice. It's an automatic thing. For us as believers, who are the sheep of God's pasture, no one has to teach us how to hear our Lord's voice. It's automatic. We just do. Believers hear the voice of their shepherd. Now, as we pointed out to you, in the Old Testament, we often read the term shepherd. In the New Testament, it can imply pastor. So when Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd," it's like saying, "The Lord is my pastor." And we've tried to make it perfectly clear that when it comes to ministry, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is our shepherd. He's our pastor. It's him that we look to. If we happen to have an earthly shepherd, we're only to look through him. We're to look beyond him to the true shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was young in the ministry, I honestly believed that once you connected to some sheep, you would forever be their shepherd. And that together you would always be. I have, by some very difficult experiences, learned over the years that that's not always true. There are times in the earthly sense when things happen, when sheep will not always stay with their earthly shepherd and decide to move on or to go elsewhere. When these kind of things happen, if you are a true shepherd that God has spoken to and set aside, those times are devastating to the shepherd. If the shepherd really loves the sheep and loves the relationship that he has with the sheep, when sheep have problems with you or they decide to move on, it can be very devastating to the shepherd. And one thing about having been a shepherd of particular sheep, those sheep will for a lifetime still be on your heart and still be on your mind. You'll never forget them. You'll never really release them from your heart. You never really recover from having lost them as sheep. That's what it's like to be a shepherd. But in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 3 through 4, we begin to read some important things concerning sheep. In verse 3, we read, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." So there are some important, serious things here. Sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name. If Jesus Christ is our shepherd, we hear his voice. If Jesus Christ is our shepherd, believe it or not, in a spiritual sense, and I happen to believe this is true, he has a special name for us. He is so close to his sheep that he knows them in a very personal and special way, and even grants them a special name. It is important to realize just how significant this is when it comes to having a shepherd. A sheep knows the voice of their shepherd. They know when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to them in their hearts and in their spirits. The fact seems to be true that when it comes to having an earthly shepherd, there is something about his voice as well. When you grow accustomed to your earthly shepherd, there is something about his voice. You say, "Ah, yes, that is my shepherd's voice." It's a spiritual thing. It's beyond what I can express to you or say to you, but it is true. Because there are times when you will listen to another shepherd and you will say, "No, that's not the voice of my shepherd. The message is good. The message is right. It's proper. It's solid. It's the gospel. But for some reason, that's not the voice of my shepherd." God does things like that as he places sheep under particular earthly shepherds according to his will and desire. Well, we notice here that sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name. He leadeth them. Sheep need to be led. You can't lead goats, but you can lead sheep. You can't push them. You can't force them. You can only lead them. So as you lead the sheep, they follow you. Sheep are able to discern the voice of the Lord and follow him. And then along with this, in verse 26 and 27 of the passage, again, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So here again, within the same passage, we find that those who do not believe are those who are not sheep. There is a parallel between being a true sheep, a true believer, someone who is connected to Christ as the shepherd, and believing on him. "Ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep." So when you are not a sheep, you will not believe your shepherd. You will not hear his voice. So all of this is very important. And for a few moments, I just want to dwell on the importance of hearing his voice. So look at John chapter 8, verse 47. In John 8, verse 47, notice how simple and clear it is. "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." We have friends and we have family. They do not accept the word of God. They will not. They refuse it. They can't accept it. But as we read here, "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." In our day and age, people that we work with, people that we come into contact, we're going to find people who accept and hear the word of God. But we're going to find others who do not accept it. They do not hear it. They don't comprehend it. So here again, we see how significant it is to be a person who hears. In the Gospel of John, chapter 18, looking at verse 37, and the truth of this doesn't come out until the last phrase. In verse 37, "Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And here again, you see the importance and the value of hearing. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. You hear the voice of the shepherd. You hear the voice of God's word. You're able to hear the Spirit of God work and move in your heart. If you cannot hear, if you have a hearing problem when it comes to the truth of God's word, you probably are not a sheep. This is simplistic, but it is so true. Those that are sheep hear, and those that are not sheep do not hear. Now, one more thing on the voice and hearing before we go back to John chapter 10, but look at Revelation, and many of you could quote this verse in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Notice, please, how vitally necessary it is here to hear the voice of God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup or fellowship with him and he with me. So here again, absolute necessity of being able to hear the voice. After you hear his voice, a willingness to open up the door of your heart and receive him. So this idea of hearing the voice of God, of knowing the voice of your shepherd, is very, very important. Now, when we turn back to the Gospel of John, after clarifying how necessary it is that you and I hear the voice of our shepherd, I want you to see that there are people who, because they're not sheep, because they are not believers, they do not hear the shepherd, and they're apt to do what we see happening in verse 5. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. True sheep will not follow a stranger. They will only follow the voice of their shepherd. They hear him, they understand that's him, they know that he has their interest at heart. He will take them to where they can get food. He will take them to where they can get water. But a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, I want to talk on this for just a moment. We have a world full of people who are following strangers today to their own devastation and their own destruction. We must hear the voice of the shepherd. We must be led by the shepherd. We must follow the shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people who are following strangers and they don't realize they're following strangers. They've not met the shepherd, and so they don't know that they should follow the shepherd. The sad part about this idea of stranger, I think that we need to realize there can be strangers within the body of Christ who are leading sheep wrongly, who are taking them in improper directions, feeding them improper and wrong food. The sad part about all of this is I think there are strangers out in this world that people are following. You cannot follow the strangers of this world without having difficulty and problems that will lead you to destruction. So this is very serious and very dangerous. We need to pray that all of God's children will be so drawn by him, they will hear his voice and never choose to follow strangers. Well, you'll notice in this passage that there are other definitions given to these men in verse 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. We now have strangers, and we have thieves, and we have robbers. But those who are believers, those who are sheep, they're not going to follow the thieves. They're not going to be confused by these robbers because they are sheep. They hear the voice of their shepherd. They'll not connect to these strangers or these thieves or these robbers. Now, when you look at this and you think of it in regards to the world that we live in, these thieves are those men who will take what is not theirs. They come in among the sheep. They can come in within the church and try to take what is not theirs to take. They take from the sheep. They are robbers. These robbers are those that deprive sheep from their own property. Imagine these kind of men being in ministry. They are takers. They take from the sheep what rightfully belongs to the sheep, and they use it for themselves. The Lord said that before him, there would be men who would be like this. They would be like thieves. They would be like robbers who would demand from the sheep what rightfully belongs to the sheep. And I don't know of any ministries like this myself, but I've been told there are ministries that demand and pull from the financial resources of sheep so that they can build a new building, so they can build a new gymnasium, so that they can widen their horizons. And they so rob from the sheep and take from the sheep that they take what rightfully belongs to the sheep. This is a very serious problem. And in God's sheepfold, that does not take place. Well, when you continue on to look at verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. There are many people in our world today outside of the church who come to steal and to kill and to destroy. You who are sheep, you who have learned to listen to your Lord, must always be on your guard. You must be careful. Be careful what you read. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you watch, because the enemy has thieves out there who will try to steal from you, kill you, and even destroy you as they lead you in wrong directions. This word steal just goes along with what we just saw, but there are those who would steal from sheep, and there are those who would be deceived and allow them to do so. But the true sheep, they pick up on this. I want to say something that I think is important. What so divides believers from non-believers in our world today? Believers pick up on the strangers in our world, and non-believers are not. The reason why so much in our lives we have problems with those in what they say and the direction that they're taking, we know the voice of our Savior, of our Shepherd, and therefore we're not duped by these strangers, by these thieves and these robbers. And so we're on one side saying, can't you see? They're on the other side saying, I see nothing wrong. And so people feed from the strangers and from those who would steal and kill and destroy. This word is very interesting. To steal means to actually pull again from what belongs to the sheep. And this kill is literally a slaying. It's like slaughtering the sheep. And then we find again that it goes on and makes it very clear that the end result is destruction. So sheep, hear his voice. not my voice. Connect to your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. These are difficult and dangerous days. Don't listen to the strangers. Don't listen to those who would thieve and steal and kill and destroy you. You connect to Christ. And there's just one more that's brought to our attention here. And with this, it brings it right close to home in verse 12. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. The other person that sheep must be on guard for, and these are more within our ministry probably than any others, they are hirelings. They are being paid to do a job. What they do in regards to ministry is based on what they receive financially. They don't have the heart of the shepherd. They don't have the burden of the shepherd. And so when the wolf comes, when the enemy comes to penetrate and to bring damage within the church, the hireling is gone. He doesn't really know the sheep. He doesn't really love the sheep. He doesn't really care. And so he says, there ain't enough money for me to remain here. I'm gone. So that is something else that sheep in the sheepfold must always look after and be careful. So if you're a sheep who hears the voice of the shepherd, thank God for it, because it's needed and it's necessary. But if you're someone who thinks you're a sheep, but you've not really heard his voice, you've not really connected to him, you might be listening to strangers, and you need to be on your guard. Because as time continues on, there's going to be more and more strangers in our world to bring devastation. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for this marvelous sheepfold that you have placed your sheep in, that they might have love and care and protection and safety. Feed us from your word. Protect us from these strangers, these thieves, and these robbers that would bring us damage, that would hurt us, and would take us in wrong directions. Bless everyone who is here today. Enrich their lives. Help them to walk with you and to know your voice. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.